Richard was prompted to tell me about his first rental. Could be a whole program, people talking about their first rentals. Time now for the weekly multiple listing sales update for the week ending October 21st, 2022. It's the 42nd week of the year. It's the 1,259th week. I've compiled these statistics, single-family residences only, just through the Santa Barbara Multiple Listing Service. It's for the week ending, again, October 21st, 2022. First of three categories, just single-family. First of three categories, new listings, 13. That's not helpful. One is closed, and it's not the high for the week. It was the second high for the week. It closed for $14.5 million on Mesa Road, sold off-market. A low for the week, I can't believe, $895,000 on Spruce Drive. I was looking for it being falling apart, needing foundation work. Couldn't see that. I don't know why it's priced so low. A high of $22,750,000. On Jalinda Drive. Wow, I looked at the pictures of that. A lot of outdoor living. One of the 13 new listings, under $1 million. The median price, only $1,650,000. Median price for active listings is more like $4 million. So that's good to see some lower price homes come on the market. Second category, opened escrows, single digit, 9. Lucky people opened escrow on their single-family home for the week ending October 21st, 2022. A low of $1,199,000 on Armitos, Old Town Goleta. Glad to see that go into escrow. That had sold and was rebuilt. Took a while to get into escrow. A high of $22.5 million on Via Abrogada. Abracadabra. Watch $22.5 million disappear. None of the 9 opened escrows were under $1 million, median price $1.9 million, which is low compared to the year-to-date median price of almost $2,250,000. And the third and final category, behind door number 3, sold listings. 17 even luckier people closed escrow on their single-family home for the week ending October 21st, 2022. A low of $1,052,000 on Kentia Avenue. They were asking $995,000. And a high of the aforementioned Mesa Road listing that sold, listed and sold off market for $14.5 million. None of the 17 sold listings were under $1 million. The median price, $2,840,000. And that helped bump up the year-to-date median price because it's not as if we have a ton of listings. 775 sales year-to-date, so you get 17 come in with that high of a price, and it literally moved the needle. So, but then we had 9 opened escrows at only $1,009,000, so let's track that for the future. Those are the stats for the week ending October 21st, 2022. If anyone asks you what percentage of the listings are in escrow, tell them 32%. We have 64 listings in escrow. Last year at this time, we had 102 listings in escrow, which represented 46%. I told you the low was in 2007 on the 42nd week of the year, when we had only 29 listings in escrow, and that represented only 15% of the inventory. That's pretty low. The high, 2012, we had 206 listings in escrow, and that represented 35%. That's the high going back to 2007, just a snapshot of the 42nd week of the year. There is one listing available, as mentioned, Spruce Drive for $895,000. We should take bets to see how much that's really going to sell for. I just don't understand that price. And if you're looking for a house, there's 137 on the market. Although I do encourage you to invest in real estate, remember goodness is the only investment that never fails. Stay tuned. I'll be back next time at this time for another edition of Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. I am your local realtor. Go to RadioRealEstate.com, RadioRealEstate.com. Search listings throughout California. Listen to past broadcasts. Call me after the program, 805-452-2428, 452-CHAT if you want to buy or sell a property or with any real estate question, because remember, I can answer any question eventually.